Now, for those of you who've always dreamed of living in your local pub, the Department of Housing has confirmed that local authorities have received notification of more than 150 developments where vacant pubs will be turned into homes. In all, over the past 6 years, there have been almost 1,500 notifications where vacant commercial buildings are being redeveloped for housing. In Mayo, 18 former pubs have been pinpointed for redevelopment, including the Epic Bar and Nightclub in Ballyhaunis. Joining us is Tom Gilligan. He's the Director of Services with Mayo County Council. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, this is a slightly different process to the one that we're used to. Is any planning permission required, or do people just notify you that they intend to make use of these vacant buildings?
Well, the 2018 amendment to the Article 10 was significant because it removed the requirement for planning permission. You know, when converting a former pub into residential use, provided certain conditions are met. And I suppose this helped simplify the process, cut down on costs and time delays, and gave property owners more certainty. I suppose, in effect, it helped unlock the pathway for underused and closed pubs to be quickly repurposed into homes. And I suppose one of the key things is that you do have to fill out an application form to the local authority, a change of use from commercial to residential. And there is a minimum of 2 weeks' notice required to be furnished to the planning authority prior to the commencement of works. Also, with that notification form, you need a copy of a site location map, and also in relation to the structure location must be outlined on the appropriate location map as well. I mean, there is a maximum here as well, in provision of 9 units is the maximum allowable under the Article 10. Floor areas must comply with current design standards for new apartments. And also as well, natural light must serve each living room, bedroom for of the building. So I saw there are a number of things you have to do. But the main thing is that you have to notify the local authority a minimum of 2 weeks that you're actually going to commence the works.
Overall, how many applications have you had to turn empty commercial premises into housing, and how many of these have been completed?
Well, as the statistics outlined in relation to this, as you mentioned, there are 154 former pubs that were converted from 2022 to 2024, and Mayo has had the highest number, with 18, followed by Limerick, and then 10 by Cork County. And I mean, we've had up to anything between maybe about 50 or 60 applications in relation to this, but not just for pubs as well. And if you look at the number of notifications in its totality from 2018 to 2024, Mayo was down as just over 100, 101 notifications between those dates.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, this on its own isn't going to solve the country's housing problem. But do you see scope here for this policy being expanded to include more commercial properties?
Absolutely. And I'm all, you know, in reference to the drinks industry, I suppose it's important to highlight that there was a report commissioned by the Drinks Industry Group of Ireland that did show a continuing decline in the number of pubs in Ireland, with 2,119, or one in four, closing their doors since 2005.
So there were plenty of vacant pubs out there.
Well, absolutely. In Mayo alone, it has been it's recorded that 135 pubs have closed since 2005, and that's a decline of 28.9%. I mean, they're showing an average of 112 pubs have stopped trading in Ireland every year, and there's, over the next decade, there's an estimated 600 to 1,000 closures estimated over the next 10 years. So it unfortunately, as we've seen a decline in the pub industry, and where a lot of these pubs are located as well, Rachel, I suppose it's important to note that very much located, a lot of them in town centre, in village centre.
In areas, so, in other words, where people do want to live.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's a great opportunity. Like, apart from the housing need, which this is helping to meet, it's also helping to breathe new life into our communities, help rejuvenate our town centres. And I think that's very, very important as well. So, yes, I would, you know, it would be great to see further expansion of the scheme and a continuation of it, because I still think there's a lot more to do, that in some cases we're probably only, you know, the tip of the iceberg in relation to this.
Tom Gilligan, thank you very much indeed for joining us this afternoon.